Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesmen and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
It's another warm, big, hearty welcome to you, our listener out there, to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we welcome back Duncan and Mandy Keel from the UPP Group to discuss the importance and the value of having processes in your business. Duncan, Mandy, thanks a stack for joining me in studio, and a warm welcome to the two of you as well.
Thanks again, Willem. Thanks for inviting us back.
Welcome to all the listeners, and yeah, welcome to you, Willem, and yeah, good to be here again.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to have a like an interesting one in this episode, interesting conversation. We're going to chat about processes and the importance thereof, and you know, the value that it brings to companies and businesses. And whether you're a small company or a big, large company, I do believe that you're going to carry value of the information that we are going to share in this episode. Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, have a listen to this. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulated Plumber. This year, various role players in the plumbing industry will gather once more for an ultimate boxing showdown, and it's all in the name of charity.
Yes, the plumbing industry is gearing up for this year's Champions for Charity boxing match.
This white-collar boxing event will ultimately see various average Joes step into the ring and give boxing a bash.
If you want to find out more about sponsorships or want to get involved, please email c4c@pirb.co.za for more.
Duncan and Mandy, just before we fire away with the list of questions that I have for you, shall we just let you introduce yourself to the audience for those who haven't heard you in our previous podcast?
Well, welcome everyone. My name is Duncan Keel. I am the visionary for a company called UPP Group, formerly known as Under Pressure Plumbing. We have been in the industry since 1992, so we've been around for a couple of years. Mandy joined me in 2008, and now Mandy is the CEO of our company, Women in Plumbing. How we go? But yeah, that's a little bit about myself.
So I'm Mandy Keel, and I take all Duncan's elaborate visions and I choose which ones will work for our business and integrate that into our organization to make it a successful business. So my background actually was in the corporate environment, working in insurance for most of my life, and a huge part of that for Discovery Health. I learned the importance of processes and procedures within that organization. And one of the things that I learned when I came into the plumbing business, into our plumbing business, that we didn't have too many of that.
Sorry, plumber, yeah, no process.
And having to convince Duncan and everyone that this was quite essential. So that's just a little bit about me.
But it's true, Mandy. The fact is that, you know, processes are there for specific reasons, and we'll delve into the reasons, therefore, and the importance and the value thereof. And Duncan, like you said, plumbers, no processes. But I think when it comes to, you've got to have processes. You've got to, when you do installations, look, it has to comply with your installation. It has to comply with the requirements of the applicable standards. And of course, then there has to be a specific process. You can't start from the end and move your way back to the front or whatever the case may be. There has to be a specific way in doing things, whether you're a plumber or whether you're in any other form of business.
Yeah, you're right, Willem. You know, and I'll just use an example so that sets the scene for exactly why we went and did processes. You know, in the old days, I would learn how to do something, and then obviously failure, and eventually I get so cross with myself that I realized, you know what, I need to change this. I need to get some sort of structure. So I became successful at the processes and the structure. Mandy helping me all the time, repetition every single day. But now comes the challenge. I'm successful in the process, but now I have to show someone else. So I want to be significant now and add value to someone else. But here they come along and now there's no process. And it's just my vision of what you need to do. And I haven't written it down. So one of our sayings in our business, if it's not in writing, it never happened. So, you know, it's something that you have to write down, you have to follow, and then you can coach it to someone else. They can practice it. But what's nice about that process is they can add to it. At least they've got a base to work from. And then they can say, you know what, Dunk, but have you thought about this? And that encourages that motivation and that, you know, that like identity within the process. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that they have to follow. They can follow it strictly, yes. And they can just be, you know, almost follow the process and just, you know, like it's like in golf. You know, you want to be a professional. You've got to follow a process of like your rhythm, your swing. Every day you've got to practice it, how you putt and all of that. The same thing for plumbing. It's and in our processes. And eventually you get good at it. You can do it blindfold. And you know what? It just becomes a natural thing for you. So, yeah, that's just setting the scene for this.
It does indeed. But I liked what you said about involving your team, your workers, your employees, because of the fact that, you know, when they're involved in compiling the processes, they sort of take – they buy into it. They're more likely to buy into it. Number one. Number two, they also sort of they're more likely to take ownership of those processes 100%. And feel more, have more responsibility towards sticking to it. 100%. But Mandy, we keep on using the word processes. We keep on referring to it. Let's just tell our audience, the listener to you out there, because I know that there's sometimes much confusion, between what processes are and what procedures are. People confuse the two with each other. So what exactly are processes and why are they important in a business?
So I just want to first point out that process is key to a business running, and doesn't matter what size you are. If you just 2 people in a business, 10 people in a business, 100 people in the business, processes are crucial. And the other thing I just want to point out, it is that it is just one of the key elements to a business running successfully. There are others, but today we'll focus on processes and and what processes and procedures are. So simply put, processes will identify key areas or the way things are done in a business. So typically a business will have certain core processes in place. For example, it could be an HR process, a marketing process, an operational process. And I think in the context of our industry, that will probably be the biggest one that you'd have to put together, the most documented one that you'd need to put together. But the others are equally important. You'd have an accounting or financial process, a sales process. And for me, something that we have found really important is to have a client relationship process. How do you grow your clients? How do you retain clients? And to put that into place and document that. And what procedure does, so that's just describing your processes, the key elements in your business that you need to have a system for, I suppose. The procedure is what gives meat to that process. It's your steps within that process. Mm. So it breaks it down. It gives it the detail that staff follow, that makes things work, that you know you can easily pick up if something is, you know, if there's a gap, if there's an inconsistency, if something's going off track, etc. It gives you that detail to easily identify and get back on track.
When it comes to, it's sort of, from what I can deduce from what you're saying, Mandy, it's sort of like a process is a flow of sequential steps, that it's a way of doing things that guides you to a specific outcome. And the procedure is that forms part of each one of those steps.
Yes.
That's sort of, it breaks it down into further detail to say, all right, so step one is pick up the phone and contact your client. Mm. And then the procedure within that step of the process is like, all right, so first of all, this is the way that you address your client when they answer the phone, those kind of things. So process, way of doing things, sequential steps, a flow of sequential steps just to guide you to a specific outcomes, and a procedure can be part of the steps, each different step of a process.
Yes, absolutely. I'm smiling at you using the term the way. So Duncan and I came across a book called Traction, and it's from a company and organization called EOS. And we actually implement this into our business. And the way that they describe the process in the book is called the way. It's the way. It's your way of doing business. So you're spot on.
Hey, they say great minds think alike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mandy, let's get back to the importance. Why, Duncan, you wanted to say?
I was just going to say, you know, in terms of the way. So I use an example in our industry. Let's say it's a relationship process. Now, I've got a way of talking to a client, building relationship, and there's key elements and key processes that I use to get into the inner circle, if you want to call it. And it's not just walking in there and saying, hey, what do you want me to, you know, how do I sell this? Or, you know, what are you going to buy from me? Or, you know what I'm saying? And it's not dealing with the client and saying, you know, who are you? What soccer team do you support? Or, you know, like, have I researched you? Do I even know what you do? And talking into listening to what, you know, what their problem actually is before you just wanting to sell something. So there's like this whole process. And think about your guy going out there. Now you have trained someone and you go out there and he's fresh. And he goes into a building and he starts talking, hey, you know what? What can I buy? You know, automatically you have built a company up for 25 years and some guy comes in there and starts tarnishing your name and the way you do things and all of that. So you have to absorb that to the guy and say, listen, you know, there is a process. I know this is the process. This is the result you're going to get. But if you can tweak a little bit, you can do it this. But there's a training part of it and they learn. And that's what we offer is you know, that core process, that core learning, which, you know what, is built over many, many years. And I think, you know, it can help lots of the guys out in the industry. So
I think that's also where your processes are interdependent on each other. So what you're referring to, some guy coming in there and doing things completely differently to the way you do things. So in your HR process, when you are busy with your recruitment, your HR process will look at how you advertise, how you screen CVs, how you interview, how you select potential new employees, staff members, team members, according to your culture, your values, etc. But then also once you have signed that contract and you've brought them on board, you need to take them through the process. One of the processes within that, or procedures within that, is an onboarding. Mm-hmm. So in that onboarding, you're going to spend time with them before they go out to your clients, taking them through the company's way of doing things, through the way the operations work, through the way we do sales, through the way we build relationships with clients. All of those will be documented. And if you take your staff on that journey, and then there's more uniformity in the way everyone within your organization operates, what the clients experience. And that just also takes away, it reduces risk, it reduces bad client experience, it's just so many things that it does encompass.
100%.
Yeah, for sure. I think you're absolutely spot on. The fact is that, you know, a person can be, just to refer back to what Duncan said, a person can be qualified and experienced with what you employ them for. But they don't necessarily know exactly how your business, your specific company, does things.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference. If you don't take them, if they don't have those clear guidelines, in other words, those processes, it can lead to them doing things in a different way. And that leads to sort of inconsistency within how you deliver your services. How do you practice your, you know, how you perform the jobs and those kind of things. Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Introducing the Plumbing Industry Registration Board Company Registration Portal. Now you can register your company to have access to more benefits, including purchasing and allocating certificates of compliance to your PRB registered employees. Visit www.pirb.co.za to find out more information. Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy-to-follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
So I think that steers into the importance of why, you know, processes are important and valuable to a company. The fact is that, you know, it makes things clear so that there's no misunderstanding from the employees on how to do things. And secondly, you know, it reduces risks of them making mistakes. It improves your consistency in doing things. So there are various, you know, value added contributions from processes, having processes within your company.
Yeah, Willem, and I think we talk about a culture, you know, and in this industry, we have a plumbing culture. And yet, you know, think about it, is if you're going to run your business like a Bucky plumber or a builder's warehouse guy standing out there, then that's what you're going to get. Whereas we're bringing in a kind of like a professionalism, you know, wouldn't you like to know tips and tricks about how to sell properly, how to get into building value in making people significant, adding value to them, and that value be multiplied into others. You know, that culture, I mean, think about your Lions rugby. I'm a supporter of Lions. There you go. Sorry. But, you know, the culture and it's they have a culture called pride, the Lions pride, P-R-I-D-E, which is, what is it? Something P-R-I-D, perfection in something, personal responsibility in delivering excellence.
Yeah.
And you understand that that's their culture. So they walk into this culture, there's processes behind it, and, you know, you feel like you're part of the family. And you know what a guy feels, and also about expectations. I mean, I expect you to do these processes so that you can be better at what you do. And that creates the accountability. And then there's this trust element. And also when someone steps out of line, you can just say, did you follow the process? And then it's easy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's easy for the guys to say, you know what, hold on. You know, I didn't do it. And then he can start. And then you can have a comfortable conversation with the guys and say, you know what, okay, so you went offline here, but I'm going to bring you back here. And then we can start, you know, we can engage like professionals and we can get better at what we do. So,
yeah. Mm. Processes, the fact is that processes, it can reduce costs.
Yeah.
You know, if a mistake is made and that has to be redone, the work has to be redone or those kind of things, then it reduces that cost of having to go back to that site and having to redo the job. It can save time because processes are not only there to reduce risk, but it can save time. It can save you time if a person does, if you have found the best possible way of doing something, it can save you time. Whereas another service delivery who delivers the same type of business or the same type of service does it in their way, it takes them 6 hours to complete a specific job. If you've got the correct processes and if you've determined it, and that's why it's so important to always go back to processes,
100%.
Review them, to review their efficiency. How effective, how successful has this process been? What has it done for my company and for, you know, for my business? Has it made any improvements? And then if you review those processes, to say, listen, we tried this process, we tried this way of doing things, but we know that we can improve a little bit here, we can improve a little bit there. If we do it like this, instead of doing a job in 3 hours, we can scale it down to like 2 hours. Again, saving you time, saving you money, saving you costs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, within our business, we've got something, we initially applied it to projects, so we call it the project lifecycle, but we actually apply this to practically everything that we do right in our business right now, even when we're looking at processes. So the stages that we look at is we evaluate, we analyze, we design, we develop, implement, and monitor. And what you're referring to now is reminding me of the monitoring stage. And you can only monitor something if it's measurable, if you've got something to measure it against. So if you don't have anything in place, then it's impossible to measure yourself, to know if you're doing better, worse, If anything needs to change, if something needs to be tweaked, or even if you need to ditch something from that process, you've just got no way of knowing. There's a guy called Peter Drucker, I think. I don't know how you pronounce his name. And he says, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it.
Yeah, which is absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at...
Sorry, and if you take it one step further, if you can't measure it, you can't improve it.
Exactly. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And if you can't measure it, you can't improve it.
Yeah.
Exactly. The fact is that you have to, I mean, if you're looking at elements to which processes can be measured, because it has to be measurable. Mm. Firstly, you know, the processes have to have a specific goal. Why this process? What do you want to reach with having a process? Mandy, just you mentioned financial processes. You mentioned HR processes. We can have, you know, when it comes to doing a specific job, specifically in the plumbing industry, there can be standard operating procedures, mm-hmm. but those are procedures, but they form part of our processes. Mm-hmm. But surely there are other sort of processes as well. Your buying processes,
yes.
For, you know, especially for the big plumbing companies out there, they maybe have the stock that sits in the stock room, so that they don't have to go to a supplier every day to go and fetch stock. So there should be a procedure in place for them to ensure that, number one, they're purchasing quality. Mm. So things that, just to get back to the measuring and the monitoring, things that can be measured, time can be measured against.
Mm.
Cost can be measured against.
Absolutely.
The amount of mistakes that can be made in a job can be measured, mm-hmm. to see how many comebacks do you have, how many refixes do you have to go and do on the drive back to site and go and things. Those are all forms of things against which you can measure your processes, mm. and the efficiency and the effectiveness of your processes.
Mm, absolutely. And your end results, client satisfaction can be measured. You know,
exactly.
Because isn't at the end of the day, isn't that what we want? We want happy clients that not only call us back, yeah. but that refer us.
So remember last week, and I talked about, we have a saying in our business: we don't have customers, we have clients. So now in our business, and especially some of the guys that have been working for us, you know, in the industry and with us for a long time, let's say 15, 20 years, they're on their 1,000th job with that client. And I always stick the rule. I say, guys, when you've done 100 jobs, that's when you can cheer. Until then, you can't cheer, because we ain't done our job yet. Meaning that it's that life cycle. It's that processes. It's that delivery of service. And it all comes down to relationship. Is that if you're going to have a client, it must be, your vision must be 25, 30 years. Think about the value in the money, if you want to call it, in the 25-year relationship as to the once-off. And that must be indrilled in your culture about, you know, how you want to deliver. Because, you know, think about the value in that. And then think about the value add to people that learn that. As a country, what would that do for us? Big, big, big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, we're talking about looking into the future, your 25-year plan. But just before I make my respond to that, what I wanted to say is that, you know, when it comes to customer or client services, there's much more to it than just doing the job correctly. In other words, your installation. If you're in the plumbing sector and you're doing your installation correctly, it's 100% perfect. Mm. So yes, that forms part of client and customer satisfaction, but it's about so much more. It's about how you treat your customers, how you interact with them, and the relationship that you build with them. So I agree 100% with you there, Mandy and Duncan. What I wanted to say, Duncan, is you were talking about looking ahead and planning for the next 25 years. And processes forms part of that. How you implement your processes, how you manage and monitor your processes and reevaluate them or review them, so that they can help you move forward. Moving forward means growing.
Mm-hmm.
And that steers into my next week. And I mean, we can speak of growing and growing your business and your company, your people within it. That's extremely important.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, your processes can contribute to that. Mm-hmm. But that in essence can help the industry, the plumbing industry, to grow.
Yeah.
We're talking about growing your people. That's empowerment, skills development, among other things. Mm. So speaking of all of this, does this fit in with your training services that UPP provides? And the fact that plumbers need to have sort of a mental, physical, and business acumen to help professionalize the industry.
100%, Willem. So our process that we have is, you know, obviously you can, a plumber will go out. I mean, we started with the apprenticeships, but we've mainly gone into the women in plumbing, where we are, you know, there's a 3-year process, and they go through, you know, 3 months of technical at the college with Blue Lever. And then we go 9 months working with us, but they go through a process. That's a 1-year, 2-year, 3-year. And we normally start them off in the maintenance. Then we take them to the projects, and then we take them to water solutions. So within 3 years, they come out, they pretty much kind of, and we put them under some pressurizing jobs so that they learn, but they start off, you know, in the beginning. But they also learn the processes of culture. You know, they learn the process of teamwork and all of that. And then they come out there, you've got your red seal. Okay, great. Now you've got your red seal. Now, like last time we talked about red seal plumbers, is that I put them on a redefined job in a high volume job for Weber Wenzel or someone like that in Sandton, and they don't know how the system works. So here's the opportunity. What we offer is that we take them on a journey. And the journey normally says if you want to learn your business and processes, that can be a 2-year journey. And it can be almost like a mentorship. And then obviously we can take them beyond that and teach them leadership, teach them about how to add value to the industry. Where do we need to go in terms of, like, so are you going to be part of the PRB sort of committee? Are you going to be part of IOPSA? Mm. Are you going to expand into countrywide? And, you know, so there's this vision right through to someone looking at this destination and saying, wow, you know what? I'd love to be part of that. But you know what? I would rather have someone coaching me along the way. And if you think about any sport in South Africa, like a successful coach, look at Rassie Erasmus, you know, what he's done with the guys. He's brought them together, and they understand their processes. They understand what the vision of what they were going to deliver. I mean, if you listen to Anton Venter when he talks about the World Cup, you know, Jake White talking about, you know, they came together 4 years. They knew their vision. He took them to France, and they sat on the field and said, okay, now I'm holding up the cup. So we offer that to the guys. They come on board, you know, and they learn this journey. They get excited about their business because they're working with someone who understands, who knows, who's been through the challenges and can help them. And you know what? Like a 1 hour a week, like what we're doing now, that is gold. And, you know, then you learn a little, you do a little, and then you go and add value to other people. It's simple, but that's the process. And we love to take on guys and help them through that journey with them.
So. Yeah. So I think just to clarify, yes, we do, you know, with Blue Lever, we have got a partnership with them in terms of taking on apprentices, but we also all about adding value into our industry with existing plumbing businesses. And I just want to say again, I just want to reiterate, it doesn't matter the size of your business, whether you a small plumbing business or a bigger plumbing business, everything, processes are fundamental if you want to grow, if your vision is growth. I just want to touch on, you know, that like we speak to lots of guys in the industry, and their gripe, I think, that for me speaks into a lack of process in their businesses when I hear them talking about they lack control of their business, they working, and they just can't seem to get ahead. They don't know if they're making profit. They don't know what margins are. They don't have any of those things in place. And maybe they don't know how, they don't understand the numbers and how to make things work. Processes will sort all of those things out. And so where we come in terms of our coaching side of the business is we come alongside you. We analyze your business. We can look at what the gaps are, what needs to be put in place, and help provide the advice required to put those things in place. We do that.
You know, it's awesome to hear that a plumbing company has gone that far, you know, to look outside the box and think outside the box, and to bring that into that sort of mentorship and those kind of things into the industry to help others grow and develop.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, well, the essential part of that is also to grow and develop and professionalize the industry. So, you know, that's awesome to hear that. We are drawing to a close of this episode. Just before we continue the conversation, have a listen to this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
Duncan and Mandy, just any final words to our audience?
So for Willem, for exactly that point you just mentioned there is the empowerment model. And you know what, as I'm 51 years old, you know, and I'm coming to the end of my, you know, I've got a good 15 years and then I can go and spend some time on the beach. But, you know, in the last, my last 15 years of in this industry, and you know what, I want to create and empower young guys. I want guys to come to us and to have that passion and to learn about this industry. And you know what? And then I want to empower them so they can go and multiply. So if I train into one or two guys, they train four guys, you know, it multiplies. And I think our industry needs this. Mm. And so my passion is, and my vision is to transform the way we do things. And, you know, we talk about leadership, we talk about vision, we talk about culture, we talk about processes. These are things that guys need to learn. You know, we talk about the school of university. You know, in plumbing, we get a trade and then we skip that university part. And this is almost like the university. It's like, you know, learning from someone above you who's been there, who knows. And you know what? If I learn from someone who's been there ahead of me, I learn quicker and I don't have to make all the mistakes he did. Now, that's exactly the reason why we do what we do. Mm. So my vision is to empower the guys. And you know what, guys out there, if you're listening to this, is think of the things you can do if you learn and how many lives you can change. Mm. I'm putting a bit of effort into it and really transforming our industry. Bring it back to the bourgeoisie of the France, the French copper pipe, you're not like bending over and we just see, I'll take a crack at it, you know. We want to be, you know, professionals again. We are artists, guys. And let's bring it back. Let's work together. And you know what? If I can help in any way, that is my vision. And you know what? If I can add value, that is the purpose. So,
yeah.
You know, I think Duncan about said it all. I just want everyone out there to know, running a business, running a plumbing business, you are valuable to this industry. Your business is of value and treat it with the respect that it deserves. Treat yourself and your business with the respect that it deserves. You are so much better than a geezer. You're not just a geezer installer or a blockage fixer or whatever it is. You are a business owner. And if you want to grow your business, if you want to make profit, if you want to know your numbers, if you want to have a future, not just feel like you're getting onto this treadmill every day of, you know, doing these jobs, etc. If you want to have a vision and a future in this, then you need to look at these things in your business, and we are more than willing to help.
That's it. Mandy, if people want to go and have a look at your website, that's UPP Group. And your website is www.
Yeah, it's UPP Group, and our website is www.upp.co.za. Duncan, you can email Duncan on duncan@upp.co.za or myself at mandy@upp.co.za. We're more than willing to help you.
Just before we say goodbye, have a listen to this.
Are you a tradesperson or a trading company that is looking for a platform to market your services? Let Articulated speed up the process for you. You can use our podcast to sell your services. Email us for a quote at organizer@articulated.co.za. You can also visit our website at www.articulated.co.za.
We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Van podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Duncan, Mandy, once again, thanks a stack for having joined me in this podcast, in this conversation. Once again, thanks for the valuable information that you've shared with our audience.
thank you, Willem, for inviting us back.
Thank you, Willem. And UPP, unlocking people's potential. Just remember that.
Yeah, there we go. And lastly, thanks a stack to you, our listener out there. Thanks for your time in listening to this podcast. We do believe that it will carry value to you. We will definitely chat to you again next time. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van Podcast, your regular audio drive time companion.